Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're back on the road again today. We're in Laurel, and we're happy to tell you we're at the grand opening of the all-new 601 Sports in Laurel, and very, very happy to be here. Bob Getty, Kelly Sanner, Ben Winpigler, the star of the Ben Winpigler Show.
On WLAU.
He's in the building as well. And it is opening day. It is the grand opening of 601 Sports here in Hattiesburg. We could not be happier to have been invited and be a part of the grand opening. We'll be talking to Jason Martinez a little later in the show, who is the owner of this beautiful store. And before we get to our first guest, Mr. Winpigler is here with us. He set all this up. But, Ben, this got to be a great day for Laurel, because this is not just any store. This is a big, beautiful facility.
Oh, look, this is the first time I came in earlier, a few hours ago, just to kind of scope it out and find a good spot. And I'll tell you, I was not expecting it to be this nice. It is, I'm telling you, top of the line. You can kind of think along the lines of Academy Sports, but nicer, locally owned, local people. You're not going to wander around like you would in Academy
right.
Sports.
All right, we're glad to be here. We'll be talking to the owner a little later in the program. Want to invite, though, our first guest onto the air with us, and Ryan Ernest is the head football coach of the Laurel Tornadoes, but is also a former running back for the legendary Jeff Bauer. And, Coach, welcome back, and we're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
High school football season just around the corner, huh?
A couple of days away.
Playing West Jones, I understand.
Yes, sir.
They're not very good, are they?
Oh, man.
Well, you're throwing him right into the fire, Bob, aren't you?
But you're predicting like a, what, 14, 21, 28-point win?
I'm not big on predictions, especially in a rivalry game.
I'll bet you he'll take a one-point victory.
Yeah, I bet he will, too. Coach, we're glad to have you here. And as we indicated, you played football for Coach Jeff Bauer, so obviously you are a Golden Eagle, black and gold inside.
Absolutely.
And you told me earlier that you have met Coach Huff. You have actually met him when he was coaching at Mississippi State, but I'd be curious to get your thoughts about this man. And it would seem to me, having I got to meet him, I guess, a week or so ago for the first time, really, and I left thinking this is the right man for the job right now, because this team needs to be rebuilt with discipline and some old school coaching. What are your thoughts, Coach?
I've been thoroughly impressed with Coach Huff thus far. I had an opportunity to go out and watch a few spring practices. Was really, really impressed with the attention to detail, about the level of accountability that you see on the field. The thing I loved about him more than anything is just his transparency with the high school coaches. He's got an open door policy. We've been able to go and watch practice. We get very, very honest evaluations about our players, kind of where they stand from a recruiting standpoint. And as a high school coach, that's really all you can ask for in a head coach. And so I'm excited about the Huff era, and expecting big things from them this year.
Now, Coach Ernest, I asked you if you could drop West Jones, jokingly, on the schedule. Would you ever want to do that? And you said, heck no. Not only is West Jones a good program, but it's a good gate. And where I was going with this is Mississippi State and Southern Miss are playing each other in football. And why not, man? What do rivalries like yours with West and Southern Miss's with Mississippi State mean to the overall football health of our state?
I mean, it's why you play the game. I couldn't imagine coaching football here in Laurel and not playing West Jones. It's one of our biggest rivals. But it's a friendly rivalry. It's a very, very healthy rivalry. Corey Reynolds and I are very, very good friends, and he's one of the top coaches in the state of Mississippi. So it's an opportunity for me to sharpen my sword. It's an opportunity for our kids to kind of to see where they're at early in the year, because you know they're going to be very well coached. They're going to play the game the right way, and so it's a great measuring stick for us. For a long time, we were in the same region, but now that they're a 6A school and we're a 5A school, it just allows us an opportunity, again, to kind of sharpen our sword. It gives us a really good idea of where we are as a football team, the things that we can do well, and the things that we may need to work on. And so I wouldn't have it any other way. Having an opportunity to play a quality opponent that is a rival against people that I have a great deal of respect for.
Speaking of respect for, give me two traits that you learned from Jeff Bauer that you now implement as a high school coach, a head coach of your own.
I think the first thing is just his organization. That was never a stone that was left unturned. Just from the way we practiced to what we ate during pregame, you know, everything was planned and prepped. And you knew there was always a rhyme and a reason for what you were doing. And I think that the most important thing, I think, was just his general concern for us as not just athletes, but as people. I remember, and again, I wasn't a great player at Southern Miss. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I was one of those guys that was near at the bottom of the depth chart most of the time, just because that's what my talent suggested that I be. And so, but I'll never forget, he's always been somebody that when something great happens in my life, look to hear from Coach Bauer. It was good to see him in our 10-year conference championship reunion. Again, I wasn't a great player, but, you know, he recognized me right off the bat, came up, gave me a hug, told me how proud he was of me. It's just those types of things.
Yeah.
What similarities do you see between the two men, if any, between Coach Huff and Coach Bauer?
I think, again, it goes back to the organization and the accountability. You know, again, Coach Huff has come in, and you can see the structure, and that's not to suggest that it wasn't there before, but you can see the structure, you can see the attention to detail, and you can see the kids, they believe in what they're doing.
How important is that to have the locker room, so to speak?
I think it's everything. Once you get kids to believe, anything's possible.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we talked a little bit prior to the show was one of the reasons I especially appreciate Mississippi State playing Southern Miss is there's no mistake. Make no mistake. Mississippi State has a lot more to lose.
Absolutely.
This game on Saturday. So it would be real easy for them to say, well, we're just not going to play Southern Miss. But that hasn't been the case.
Well, again, commend Mississippi State for being willing not only to play us, but to be willing to come to Hattiesburg. I think that's big as
that's
well.
That's exactly right.
Have an SEC school in the Rock. And then the fact that this is in-state rival, I think that just adds icing to the cake. But, again, kudos to them for being willing to do that. Yes, you know, on the surface you can say they don't have anything to gain. But, again, I think that rivalry. And I would love a situation where all of our state schools would play one another.
Correct. That's never going to happen. But and I read last night, and I don't know how many people realize this. I didn't. It's a few years down the road, I think 4 or 5 years. They're coming here again. There's two more games, and the next game on the schedule is them coming here again. And then Southern Miss goes to Mississippi State. So how do you not say thank you to the Mississippi State Athletic Department for the willingness to do that?
I think they understand the importance of it, and I think that's big. And so, again, kudos to them for doing that.
You talked, Coach Ernest, you were very humble about your abilities. You said you were low on the depth chart. But when you look at winning percentages of coaches, I've always heard that the weakest players, with all due respect, tend to make the best coaches. Why do you suppose that is?
I think because, again, we have to rely on those things because our talent doesn't allow us to take a break, to take a shortcut. We have to dot every I. We have to cross every T just to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And so I think that went a long way into shaping me as a coach because I had to know everything. you know, to give myself an opportunity. I couldn't get there as fast as somebody else, but if I can anticipate, maybe that gives me an advantage as opposed to, you know, somebody that's a little bit more talented. So I think there's something to be said about that because, again, it allows us, or we have to pay a little bit more of attention to detail.
And statistically, it's offensive linemen, Coach, that have the best winning percentages.
Well, they are the toughest task, I think. I've always said the offensive line is probably – people say quarterback is the toughest position to play. If quarterback's the toughest position to play, I would say offensive line is the second toughest because we use the old adage that you got to take five pennies and make a nickel when you play an offensive line, and it's got to be a gel thing. You can't just have individual guys that play well. They've got to mesh well. And a lot of times your offensive linemen are not the best athletes on the field, or not to say – I guess that's a poor choice of words, not saying that they're not the best athletes, but the guys that they're lining up in front of are generally the best athletes on the field.
And let me give you guys a tip now. We're going to have this soundbite tomorrow probably. I asked Coach Huff about that very thing. Why do you think linemen are the best coaches? He was a center at Hampton. He started out as a fullback, became a center. It's interesting. But he agrees that they are, and that it's one of the most complicated positions on the field to play center, absolutely, to play guard, to play tackle. And, Coach, you don't have a football team if you don't have a line, do you?
No, not at all.
Well, good luck to you this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And thank you very much for coming.
Appreciate y'all having me.
And we're always glad to have a Golden Eagle on the show.
Yes,
and
sir.
I hope you have a great season.
Thank you. Laurel by 10 this weekend.
I will take it.
As a West Charles grad, I'm rooting for him in every game but that one.
More from the brand new 601 Sports here in beautiful Laurel, Mississippi next. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Everybody, glad to be back here at the beautiful new 601 Sports here in Laurel, Mississippi. Grand opening day. We're really happy to be a part of that. Jason Martinez is the owner of this beautiful store. He joins us along with his daughter, Kylie. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, first of all, Jason, thanks for having us here and congratulations. I'm going to be honest with you. When Ben told me about your store, I didn't expect to see what I walked into. First of all, it's big and beautiful, but the variety is incredible. You literally have everything from hunting supplies to dresses for women.
Correct.
Which excited Kelly because he often dove hunts in a dress. And that's so Kelly's
just finally somebody is, you know, listening.
Somebody's going to cater to you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of your business here.
Yeah, so we started the first one in Vicksburg 15 years ago. And then we opened a second one in Brookhaven 10 years ago. And then another one in Meridian about 7 years ago. And now this is the fourth location. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to be here. We think we're a good fit for the community. We're a family-owned sporting goods store. As you said, we do a little bit of everything.
No question.
Yeah, we kind of want to outfit you for, you know, the baseball field or any kind of field. And then also catch you in the hunting department and our boutique section. We've got tennis shoes, boots, kind of the whole nine yards. So,
are all of your stores on the same pattern, such a variety of merchandise?
They are. Meridian was a little different. We had a gun range with it, but we've kind of transitioned it to look similar to this one. But, yes, all of them are the same. And that is kind of, we fill that niche for small towns that need a little bit of everything. When you don't have a Bass Pro or a Dick's or Academy, mm-hmm. We kind of fill that void that is there.
There's a lot of different areas that you could have chosen to open a store. And is what was it about Laurel that checked all the boxes?
So I actually looked at Laurel a while back. There used to be a store here called Extreme Outfitters, and it shut down. And looked at the area, but it, you know, population wise, the type of community kind of works for us. We kind of look for those small to mid-sized markets that Academy and Dick's aren't going to come to, even though we don't do everything that they do and they don't do a lot of stuff we do. But Laurel was always kind of on that radar, and it kind of fits what we do. You know, it's kind of similar to the size of maybe Vicksburg and, you know, real good local community, and we thought that we would fit in well, and so far everything's been really good.
A lot of the hunting, of course, is an individual sport, if you will, but you're also handling team sports. Patrick Stewart handles, who's certainly connected to Southern Miss, on the team sports side. Tell youth coaches and so on what 601 Sports offers on the team side.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do anything from outfitting you here in the store, but on the back side of the store, we also do travel ball. We can take care of high schools, any sport. Currently, we've got two all-school deals with Colin Community College and Hines Community College. I know this is Jones territory. We would love to do stuff with them in the future. But so, yeah, we go anywhere from little league ball, you know, rec ball to travel ball to high schools up to junior college. And we've even done some stuff for Alcorn State before. So we can kind of do it all in that.
This is one thing I find so refreshing, and it's ironic. This show's on the road every day this week, and in 2 days we're going to a place called MCS Home Center, which is a locally owned, big, beautiful, like your store, competitor to the Lowe's and the Home Depots of the world. I think it's fair to say you're a competitor to the big box stores like Dick's. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's so much better to do business with Mississippians, people that live in the community, and I'm guessing a lot of the people working in this store live right here in Laurel.
Oh, absolutely, or live on the outskirts. I didn't realize that, you know, Laurel had such a pull. I mean, we've got folks, my archery managers from Bay Springs. Mm-hmm. My manager actually lives out in the Peddle area. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of kids that went to high school here, that live here, that mm-hmm. are going to Jones, or some are still in high school. And that's what kind of makes it special. We were talking the other day about in Vicksburg being open for 15 years now. I've seen kids come through that were in high school that are married and have kids now that work for us when they were in high school as their first job. So, you know, we really tie ourselves to the community, and we hope to be here for a long time. So hopefully that
same philosophy this company has. You know,
yep.
we're in an era. In your business, in an era where the academies are opening up, here you are.
Yep.
In our industry, in an era where radio stations generally don't want to do anything local.
Yep.
We believe in that. High school, local high schools, local churches, local communities, local events like this. I just think that's so important. And is my encouragement founded? Are we seeing more entrepreneurs like you that are willing to step up and compete with the big box people?
I think so, too. It's not only big box. It's the internet as well.
Oh, yeah. Great point.
I mean,
great point.
Look, we love Amazon, and my wife's standing right here. We've got an Amazon package at our house daily, and I get the convenience of it. So everything that we sell here can be bought on the internet. So there's a few reasons that, you know, you need to come by, and that's convenience, product knowledge, customer service. And I really do, I hope, and I think it's kind of trending this way, that you'll see a shift of people not just wanting to buy stuff on the internet or go to a big box store where somebody doesn't help you, but have that interaction again with going in and to your local hardware store. And
I agree.
You know, like Ace Hardware's are set up, and you walk in and, you know the guy, and he takes you right down to the aisle, and you pick out, you know, exactly what you need. And we take a lot from, you know, kind of that Ace Hardware model of customer service, and they're going up against, like you said, the Lowe's and Home Depot's daily. So
especially when clothing is involved, because suffice it to say, my impression of a large is not the impression that they have on the internet of what a large is.
Yeah.
So when you're getting clothes like that, you definitely want to be, especially at a store like this, so that you can go back and exchange it, try it on before you buy it.
Yep.
Any number of reasons why you should be shopping local.
Absolutely. So, and you'll find this a lot in marriages. My wife will buy something on the internet, and it could be something from a boutique or something. She will try it on, and then she'll send it back the next day. Now, if I go get something, and it could be clothing, it could be anything, for some reason, I don't find myself going back to UPS or wherever to return it. So we do have that option here where you come in, you try it on, get fitted, you walk out the door, you know it's going to get fit. A lot of Chinese products come across, and you think you got a large, and you go, well, did I gain weight?
A large for a toddler if it's from China.
Correct. Yeah. So
I see, too, you carry shoes. You carry name brand shoes, Brooks, Nike. I mean,
yeah,
it's really, it literally is a one-stop shop in
yeah.
a sense.
So shoes is a huge part of our business, On Running, Hoka, like I said, Brooks, mm-hmm. Nike, New Balance, Adidas as well. But, yeah, kind of carry a few, a little bit of everything. And it's a huge part of our business. So
I have to ask you this. Have you ever had a customer come in, buy a dress, and then go buy a shotgun?
I'm sure. I'm sure it happens. I mean, we live in Mississippi. So
now, if it was the guy buying the dress, it was probably his dad coming in to buy the shotgun.
But yeah, that's what one cool thing about Mississippi. I mean, we've our gun counter, we've got plenty of ladies that come in and buy guns and hunting equipment, and we carry ladies' camo clothing, and they want to get out in the field, too.
It's the time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
For people to become looking at your hunting section, which is not only weapons and ammunition, but a lot of hunting apparel as well.
Oh, guaranteed. We got a ton of camo clothing, as you can see. And dove season's right around the corner. Then you've got bow season, October 1st. You got the first velvet hunt coming up before that. But October 1st is really your kind of opening bow season. After that, it takes off and gun season later, but half the store will look camo here for a while.
And yes, listeners, they do have Southern Miss apparel.
Absolutely.
You have Southern Miss gear back in your store, and that's important. I don't need to tell you that's important, because again, that's something that really gets under the skin of Southern Miss people.
Oh yes.
You know, they'll go in a store and see the two schools from up north, but not this one. And we don't identify them by name. And that's not going to be the case when you come to 601 Sports.
Absolutely. So we're still trying to find more Southern Miss gear. We realize
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of tough.
Because of licensing, obviously.
Correct. So we get State and Ole Miss, LSU gear a little easier. But, yes, we're
– I have to say this. As we go to break, your dad came up and went, the Eagle Hour. And I went, yes, sir. He goes, Louisiana Tech graduate.
Yep, him and my little brother.
Will you come back?
Yeah.
In the next hour?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll have more with Jason Martinez. Brand new 601 Sports in Laurel. Very happy to be a part of the Grand Opening.
And Patrick Stewart works here, too, and he really made Southern Miss go when he was there. So we've got to get him on, too, Bob.
We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road. We're at 601 Sports in Laurel. It is the grand opening of 601 Sports. And I got to tell you, man, Laurel should be happy about this store. It is big, it is beautiful, and it has got literally everything in it you can imagine. We're sitting right now in the Yeti section. There's Costa Del Mar sunglasses right across, Turtle Audio. It's amazing. It is quite an inventory of merchandise here at 601 Sports. So if you're in Laurel, in the Laurel area, do what a lot of these people are doing, a bit of steady stream of people coming in all day checking out the new store. And we think you're going to be really, really happy when you do. Dasmond McCollum played football for the Southern Miss Golden Eagles from 2010 to 2014, went on to play some professional football for the Philadelphia Eagles and the then Washington Redskins. And he's a West Jones graduate. We're happy to have him back on the Eagle Hour. And Dasmond, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Thank you all for having me. Excited to be back.
Dasmond, a couple things I want to throw out at you. First off, the football season just a few days away. Your high school alma mater taking on Laurel High School. Your college alma mater taking on Mississippi State. We talked a little earlier in the program with the Laurel football coach about rivalries. And as a former Golden Eagle, how good is it for you to see the Mississippi State Bulldogs in the Rock taking on Southern Miss this Saturday, Dasmond?
Oh, it's a great experience, you know, an in-state rivalry, Mississippi State versus the Golden Eagles. Really excited for the new coach and the new players that have came to Hattiesburg. And I'm looking for a really great turnout from our fans. It was just a really great game overall.
Your thoughts about the new football coach and the old-school style of football coaching he seems to be bringing back to Hattiesburg?
I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but from some of the former players who have went up to talk to him that I still keep in contact with, he says he's pretty good, pretty down to earth, and he's just strictly business. And for him to win a championship at Marshall and for that whole team to enter the transfer portal, and I think about 50 players from Marshall transferred down to Southern Miss is a lot. So I'm looking for great things.
That's what I want to ask. I wanted to ask you, Ryan Ernest, the Laurel head football coach, was here a minute ago, and I think without question they believe they're going to gut West Jones like a fish this Friday night. You got any? I get a feeling you don't think that's going to happen the way that you react.
No. We always come to play. West Jones always comes to play. So it's going to definitely be a football game. He's going to have to work. They're going to have to work for it if they plan on beating West Jones.
I wanted to ask you, as a professional athlete at a very high level, lots of times it's almost like you guys live double lives because you played and made good livings, you know, playing professional sports, but that comes to an end and you work your way back into the real world, so to speak. How did you handle putting aside your professional life to going on to the new Daz McCollum and not having, because lots of guys sometimes are embarrassed when people will bring up their professional careers, they'll go, man, that was then and this is now. How do you handle all that?
I would say for most athletes, it's just really about knowing who you are outside of your sport. Like, you really enter identity crisis. I went through it myself of, like, you know, football is over. Like, that's what I did for, you know, this amount of years. So it's really just important about knowing who you are, you know, without the sport. Because eventually, you know, your sport's going. Are you going to, you know, stop being able to play? You can always go back and coach, but, you know, our body has limits and our body can only compress so, you know, so far where, you know, you're not playing anymore. So it's really just about self-identity, knowing who you are. You know, you're a child of God. You know, you're a brother, your son, daughter. You know, there's a lot of things that you are outside of the sport. So it's just really just about finding who you are. The things that you enjoy outside of the sport, you know, whether that be, you know, stuff that works you or leads you towards your career, is how I really kind of overcame not playing anymore. And just being able to.
We actually.
Yeah.
We had a text message question from a fan who wants to know who your favorite equipment manager is and was at Southern Miss. It's a loaded question, Daz. It's a loaded question.
I'm going to say everybody. Everybody was my favorite. I can't. Like, all of them contributed.
Man, Patrick Stewart's calling you a chicken, man. Patrick Stewart is calling you a chicken.
Daz is just a good politician.
Yeah.
Hey, Daz, we really appreciate you coming on and visiting with us. Before we let you go, give us a prediction of that Southern Miss Mississippi State outcome Saturday.
Ooh, a prediction. I'm going to say 38-17, Southern Miss.
So you think
38-17, there we go, Southern Miss. All right, Jasmine. Hey, man, we appreciate you being on the show very much. Not your first time on the show, and you're always welcome back, my friend. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Jasmine McCall. Mark Kelly, we've got another guest here in the store, 601 Sports Grand Opening Store.
Actually heads up the team sport division, Patrick Stewart. Patrick, you were equipment manager at Southern Miss. You did a full 25 years there, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's go back and retrace the steps. When did you actually started out as a GA, right? And then how was that the thing that you wanted to do to get into equipment management? Or initially as a kid, what was the dream job?
I wanted to be an architect.
Really? I can absolutely see how that works.
You know, saying I was a Bengals fan earlier, like we were talking about, I'm originally from Ohio. I went to the University of Cincinnati, and I was a student equipment manager there. And just kind of did it through the years and then wanted to go in and got my undergrad and came down here as a GA to work on my master's.
So you and John Cox probably had it because John Cox is from, what, Middletown, Ohio,
yep,
right?
John Cox was leaving Middletown, Ohio when I was 1 year old. And I know exactly where it's at.
Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, I told you earlier, you've been on the Eagle Hour before. Mm-hmm. And since you retired, it is amazing. The free stuff cut off. No T-shirts, no anything like you used to bring us. We're not very happy with the new equipment, people.
I'm going to stay silent on that. I was taught by someone at a young age by the name of Bill McClellan. Everybody knows Dollar Bill.
Right.
You know, Bill always said, you know, you take care of those who take care of you. And that's the way I base everything. You know, I think it's important if someone helps you out, you help them out. And that's the way this, you know, the physical plant people on campus, the, admissions, whoever would help out, we'd always take care of.
But after your 25 years, Patrick, it seems now that this handling team sports at 601 Sports is an absolute natural fit for you.
It has been. I went to work when I retired back in 21 for a company out of Baton Rouge. And this opportunity arose, and I came over June 1 to 601 Sports. Jason is a great guy to work for. He's been very supportive in anything I want to do. Anything I want to go after it. He really gives you the tools to do what you want. And it was important for me to get back into the state, you know, and I think, you know, I've learned it goes a long ways when you say you know, you're in the state versus going out of state. And, you know, but it's been very good. You know, we're looking forward to having this here. Like you said, it's a beautiful store.
It really is.
You know, I'm trying to be up here once or twice a week, but they've also told me they want me out on the road selling. So that's what I like to do, you know. I've enjoyed thoroughly getting to go to the high schools now after being latched for 25 years to the same place. You know, and I mean nothing against that by any means.
No, but you still, that's where the initial contacts were made.
That's
when these
right.
coaches were bringing their kids in for recruiting visits or whatever.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, former players, you know, Jeff Kelly down at Sarah Land, Derek and Eric Scott, you know, Ryan Ernest, the list goes on and on. Josh Ladner down at the Iberville. You know, it just goes on and on with all the players I've touched over the years. And I told you a couple weeks ago I met with Joe Scott, who played for us a short time from Hattiesburg, and then Torrin Tucker, who was from Southeast Lauderdale. And Torrin had a great career in the NFL, and he wanted to buy shoulder pads for his high school. And he bought 38 pair of shoulder pads, and he called me because he says, Pat, I know you're going to handle it. You know, and I mean, Rod Davis called me the other day. You know, at Florence. You know,
right.
So, you know, it's so much fun to go to these shows and see all them and just carry on what we're doing.
And I got to tell you, too, Pat, if you went back and crunched the numbers for the hours that you and others like you at Southern Miss put in, you probably won't even make a minimum wage considering all the hours and stuff. But you've used the term it was a labor of love.
It was. I mean, I was very fortunate enough. I met my wife there, you know, that worked in the athletic department at one time. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. You know, I mean, I proposed to her in the old metal press box at Pete Taylor Park. You know, so, I mean, we were playing Ole Miss one night. And the only time practice Bauer ever started practice over was that same day that I went to go to propose to her. So I got over there later than I was supposed to.
Hey, we're running out of time. Yes. Up against a break. Predictions Saturday.
I don't do predictions.
No?
I was part of it for years, and I don't do predictions.
You will be pulling for the black and gold.
Of course.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. 601 Sports here in Laurel. Grand opening day. Beautiful store. People in and out all day long. Wonderful new addition to the Laurel business community, and we're very grateful to have been a small part of that. Back on the road tomorrow, we're at Heritage Firearms tomorrow, and then at MCS Home Center on Thursday, and Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday. So it's going to be a pretty busy week. All right, we're happy to have the owner of this beautiful new store back with us. Jason rejoins us, and you know, Jason, I think one thing I'd like to talk to you briefly about, and because I don't think we touched on it quite enough, is what 601 Sports is going to do in the way of providing uniforms for not only high schools, but girls softball, boys baseball, travel ball, league ball. There really is no team sport you guys cannot equip now that you're open. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're ready? Absolutely. So we'll kind of – you know, have all the stock stuff here in the store, and but we'll also sell, you know, to the leagues and travel balls and stuff like that out of the back, and logo uniforms and but you know what we really are set up for in the store is for kids that are playing rec ball or travel ball to come in and grab what they need here for convenience. And and we'll have anything from accessories all the way to, you know, clothing to outfit them out.
I'm glad you said rec ball, because there are a lot more kids playing that than there is travel ball, yeah. Right?
And well, so, it depends.
Yeah. And they need an outlet. And if their uniforms are just as important to them as the kid that gets on the you know, car every Saturday morning and drives off to play baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really excited. I've heard great things about the park here in Laurel, And I think they've hosted the little World Series here before, and hopefully maybe there's some rain delays when that happens again, and folks will come in and shop. But yeah, I mean, we're here. You know, if you need, you know, your batting glove rips, or you know, if you need a rosin bag, or you need something random, they didn't really have a place to grab that. So we hope to be that outlet for them.
And I don't care how quick Amazon can get it to you. They can't get it to you in 10 minutes, like by coming here
to
pick it up.
Exactly.
Does the 601 name, though, Jason, 601 Sports, does that limit your marketing in the sense that, like, if you had a store in Tupelo, would it be 662 Sports?
I think I'd keep it the same. You know how random names are with different companies, and they get popular and big, and then nobody really thinks about it. But it was originally the Sports Center, and then I changed it to Hobie's Sports and Outdoors, and I got a cease and desist letter from Hobie Catamaran out of California. And I told them that that I had an uncle that was willing to fight this for free, and but they said, "Look, we've got." I think they had two retail stores out in California, and they weren't even in the clothing type business. And anyway, but had a look at the agreement, and they were right. But they offered to, I think they gave me $20,000-$25,000 to help change out signage and everything. And then that's when I thought, hey, what can we do? What can be local? At the time, it was just two stores. And so I had all kind of different ideas, but ended up with 601 Sports. But now it's kind of funny. So we opened up Meridian. We opened up Laurel. And we've all continued to stay in the 601, you know, area code. But, you know, it will be interesting if we go outside of the area code.
Is Meridian 601 or is it It's 601.
It's 601.
Okay.
As well.
They even have 601 Sports merchandise.
Absolutely.
T-shirts, hats, the whole nine yards. Yeah. All right. Christmas season, not that far off.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at September here in just a few days. What an asset for folks in Laurel this store is going to be when it comes to Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. And like we talked about earlier, I mean, we've got men's, women's, kids' clothing.
Shoes.
Yeah, shoes.
Hunting
boots,
apparel, camo, guns, ammunition.
Archery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a little bit of everything. And that's what's so cool about Christmas for us is that the whole family can come in and everybody can kind of split up when they walk around the store and somebody can find something for each person.
You're a big Carhartt dealer as well, which is a very popular,
obviously,
Carhartt brand of clothing.
Yep. Leather wallets and belts, too, guys, which lots of times are not real easy to find. But when you were trying to find an actual brick-and-mortar location, Jason, how'd you come upon this particular spot, which is on North 16th Avenue, by the way, right across from Laurel Ford?
Yep, and right behind Corn Dog 7, which has been very popular here lately.
Actually, today, any purchase, you get a certificate for a free corn dog.
Get a free corn dog. But I remember when it opened here a couple weeks ago, that line stretched all the way across the parking lot. It was crazy.
For corn dogs.
For a corn dog. And, but they've been really good to us. But anyway, where we were at, I forgot.
No, how you discovered this location and knew that this is where you wanted to put
absolutely.
It.
So good family friend, Robbie and Brooke Jeffcoat, that live here, they came by, and this used to be Ruby's furniture place, and they drove by and saw that it was closing down and immediately called me and said, hey, this is a big enough building, you need to check it out.
601 Sports is now open in Laurel, right across the street from Laurel Ford. It is a gorgeous facility. Lots of people in and out all day. Here's two young men from Northeast Jones, the golf team.
Go Tigers.
Thank you so much for having us here, man. Best of luck to you. And
absolutely.
We couldn't be happier for the city and for you as well.
Yeah, thank y'all for coming out.
All right, that wraps it up. 601 Sports, they're open in Laurel. Come by and see them. We're back on the road tomorrow. Heritage Firearms in Oak Grove. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.